This is a yoga nidra from the book Jewel and the Lotus, Weight Loss Through Yoga, read by the author, James Donovan Bothell, copyrighted 2011. Yoga nidra. If you are listening to this guided meditation with a group, arrange yourselves in rows parallel to the front of the room with your mats fore and aft. Close enough together that you could reach out and touch the person next to you. Have a blanket within your reach. Sit in a comfortable position. We are going to do yoga nidra, yogic sleep. Let's start with a brief description of yoga nidra and what we'll be doing. Yoga nidra is the world of the third eye, the plane beyond the five senses. Once you learn to enter this state, you gain access to a whole new perspective that cannot be obtained when you are functioning in the limited world of time, space, dimension. You can shift from the conflict of duality to the balance of integration. Everything in our conscious state is based in duality. Good and evil, hot and cold, pleasure and pain. In nature, all is in balance. From the clockwork of the heavens, in the far reaches of the cosmos, to the balance in every minute particle, atomic particle. In our awake, conscious state, the mind is always stating preferences derived from duality. This creates some balance. Even thoughts that seem positive. Isn't she beautiful? That's nice. I feel so good. Are an expression of duality. And inherent in duality is a bias, a judgment. This is a trap of the mental plane. When our mind is conscious, brain waves are in the fastest of the four cycles that can be measured by an electroencephalograph, beta waves. Measurements show the higher end beta waves are where we experience anxiety, uneasiness, flight, or fight reactions, and separateness. This is between 14 and 100 hertz cycles per second. As soon as you close your eyes and inwardly focus, you create the alpha pattern of brain waves from 8 to 14 hertz cycles per second. This produces the state of relaxation between sleep and wakefulness. The lower frequency of the alpha state allows increased receptivity. This is where super learning takes place. Alpha brain awareness. This is the twilight state, the drowsiness that follows the awake state and precedes the sleep state. This is the prevailing brain wave pattern in meditation. Even slower are the theta waves, 4 to 8 hertz cycles per second. It is difficult to maintain awareness for any length of time in this state. It is a state in which awareness shifts in and out. It is characterized by expanded states of memory, enhanced creativity, insights of sudden understanding, and realizations that drop out of nowhere. This is the space of dreams and REM. Healing and integration happens here. Theta is considered to be the doorway to the unconscious mind. Brain synchronization takes place in this state. There is relaxation of the linear, analytical, left brain and openness to the intuitive, all-knowing right brain. It is where the subconscious is receptive to change, learned behavior, and attitudes. The slowest brainwave patterns that exist is delta, and that's 0.1 to 0.4 cycles per second. This is our deepest sleep state. Awareness is possible at the slowest brainwave function, but only for the most advanced yogis. It is where one experiences unity and oneness. Alpha and beta represent ego mind that operates in the gross planes of duality and polarity. Theta operates on a more subtle soul level of individual being. Delta is evident of the impersonal, unified state of being. It is the ultimate flowering of pure witness. This witness-like state of delta is experienced in the deep sleep that is entered unconsciously, where individual separate ego, with all of its past memories and future anticipations, the sense of I am, temporarily enters unity consciousness. In deep sleep, you are unconscious of time and space, past and future, duality conflict, tensions, mental and emotional irritations, fears, and addictions. This is a temporary state. In yoga nidra, you learn to enter this progressively subtle state consciously. As you become more and more integrated, all the limitations and inhibitions and blockages that exist as a result of stress, fear, conflicts, emotional reactions, and karmic patterning progressively lessen and eventually melt away. The theta waves that occur in dreaming and the delta waves occurring in deep sleep can be produced with progressively deeper states of yoga nidra and meditation. This takes practice that will develop a stable witness state, which will also carry over into the normal waking state. This state of delta is the ultimate flowering of the eighth limb of yoga, samadhi. Consciousness is integrated into sleep. Sleep, sleep wave patterns, is amalgamated into consciousness. Ordinarily, the theta waves that occur during dreaming and delta waves that occur during deep sleep cannot be produced in a fully conscious state. This state can only be obtained when you are able to enter mature witness, where you are freed from identification with ego, self-concepts, body, mind, and emotions. This integrated state is beyond waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. In the waking state, you are identified with your body, mind, and ego. As a result, you become the victim of all inhibitions, limitations, and the suffering that comes through mind and ego. Alpha and beta represent our connection to the physical world. Theta connects us to the subtle world, and delta with the causal plane. When you learn to progressively enter into the deeper and subtler brain waves through yoga nidra, you become more relaxed, more integrated, more expansive, and more present. Eventually, you shift out of identification with body, mind, and ego, and while conscious, you are in a deep sleep, nidra, and in an integrated state, yoga. All aspects of our being, gross and subtle, causal and physical, mental and spiritual, are in complete synergy and harmony, and you become one with the whole. With yoga nidra, we are simply getting out of the way. This allows the all-knowing intelligence that energizes the universe to come to the front. In this way, the miraculous intelligence that makes a rose, or a star perfectly original, or creates the child, becomes our intelligence. Universal consciousness has no opinions and accepts whatever notions are suggested to it. It unquestionably accepts anything that our unbalanced mind presents at face value. Is it any wonder the world we live in, paying constant homage to human intelligence, is awash with conflict, disease, and misery? The Christian story of the virgin birth, repeated in many other mythologies, illustrates pure consciousness, the divine mother of all, Mother Nature, unviolated by the human mind, giving birth to Christ consciousness. With yoga, we're putting the mind in its place, still allowing it to add up our pocket change and direct the making of a peanut butter sandwich, but not permitting it to hog the mic and drone on endlessly with all its half-baked opinions, desires, and fears. Bringing conscious awareness into the yoga nidra state, we can receive healing and integration every time, just by being there. We also have the opportunity to exercise intent. We can use that accepting nature of the universal consciousness to exercise our will. This is why yoga nidra was taught in the past to only the most proven initiates. It gives us the power to create reality. So be aware of the possibility of unintended consequences. This is a great responsibility and must be handled with discretion. Remember the old adage, be sure you really want what you ask for. At the appropriate time, guiding you in your yoga nidra, I'm going to ask you to mentally state an intention. Give this some thought now. Something that you would like changed for the better. When forming an intention, state it in a way as if it were already a reality. As examples, I am a weight that pleases me. Or, I am healthy and the condition I was suffering is cured. Or as an example, my sister and I love each other and the misunderstanding we had no longer exists. At a specific point in the directed yoga nidra experience I'm going to guide you through, I'll suggest you bring your intention forward in your consciousness. In the meantime, just relax, but make a commitment to yourself to maintain alert awareness. Completely let go and follow my words without judgment or reservation. Relax, because there is no way you can do yoga nidra wrong. Even if you fall asleep for a moment, you are still receiving benefits. I've had us arrange the mats this way, so if a person next to you does fall asleep and starts snoring, you can gently nudge them so it won't be distracting to others and will help that person refocus their awareness. Let's give silent permission now to the persons next to us to helpfully touch us if necessary. If you need to shift your sitting position to be comfortable, do it now. Relax and breathe slowly. Close your eyes and focus your attention between your eyebrows and about 3 inches in. The third eye. Follow your breath and gently gaze back and through the third eye. Relax. Energy follows attention. Listen to my voice. I'm going to read a prayer. I open my heart to explore the divinity that is inherent within my body and my being. I respect and honor my body as the temple of the divine. I am not just this body, but am the embodied spirit itself. I am not my thoughts or my emotions. I am witness to all that is in passing. When I step into Yoga Nidra, I step into sacred territory. I take this moment as an opportunity to transform all that holds me back from living in the light of the being that I am. I let go of the limitations that I continually discover are held in my physical, mental, and emotional bodies and keep me from realizing the divine potential inborn within me. During this entire practice of Yoga Nidra, I make a firm commitment to apply myself 100%. I engage my full attention and non-judgmental awareness to fully surrender to the experience of the moment and the sacred union of body, mind, heart, and soul. Open your hearts and join me in a continuous Om. Shante. Focus your attention on your third eye. Relax completely and let me be your guide. Instantly drop from your thinking center to your feeling center. And from your feeling center, you will automatically transition into your being center. Relax. This Yoga Nidra is a process of learning to establish communion with your higher self. With your mind, you can communicate with language. With your body, you communicate through the five senses. But to communicate with spirit, you have to go beyond what can be perceived through the mind and the body. So the most important thing entering into this experience of Yoga Nidra is to drop all expectations. It is about learning to empty your mind of all tensions, all expectations and anticipations, and opening yourself to what is. When you are totally open to what is, this is true communion. You have no disturbances coming from what should be. No reactions coming up. No mind, no hesitation, no doubt. None of those mental things. So dropping expectations is the dominant awareness. If thoughts come up, observe them and let them float by. Once you've established yourself on the deepest level of receptivity, which is also the deepest level of relaxation, it becomes the medium for you to receive directly from your higher power. When you are relaxed, your mind is quiet. You have entered into a non-doing state. And when you are doing nothing with your mind, your body, or your emotions, you naturally drop into the deepest level of relaxation. You don't have to do anything. Just follow my guidance to bypass your mind, to bypass your effort. You don't have to do anything or achieve anything. Renounce your doership. That is what Yoga Nidra is all about. When I guide you in the first part, through the movements and breath, the deliberate part of Yoga Nidra, do the movements and the breathing as I guide you, but without striving. It can't be done wrong. Everything we are doing is just to help us enter into a relaxed state. There can be no fault with your performance, no reason to be anxious. Be at ease. You can do no wrong, create no tension, because everything is intended for relaxation. It's not about perfecting your practice. It's about relaxing through the practice. Shante. Peace. While you are sitting, breathing softly, and maintaining an inward focus with your eyes closed, I'll guide you in a neck exercise. Sit up straight and relax. We'll do a few neck rolls to relax the neck and shoulder area. Keep the neck in alignment with the chest and inhale fully. And exhaling, gently press your head towards your chest. Be aware of any resistance or tension, not choosing for or against. Just be aware of its presence. Inhaling, release to upright center. Exhaling, relax the neck to the right shoulder. Again, take notice of any sensation in that area. Inhaling, bring the neck upright, back to center. Exhaling, slowly press the head to the back, noticing any pull or tension in the back of the neck or top of the shoulders. Breathe into it. Relax the muscles around that area and let go. Inhaling, come back to center. Exhaling, extend the shoulder, the head to the left shoulder, slowly feeling the stretch. Just bring your awareness there. Observe and let go. Inhaling, bring the neck back to center. Exhaling, bring the chin to chest. Continue inhaling and exhaling, repeating the four movements gently, rolling the head. Continue. Now reverse the direction and repeat. Do several repetitions, rolling the head both. Now that you've completed the movement, sit up straight and contemplate the sensations and energy flowing through your body. Bring attention to the third eye. Now we'll do a seated forward bend. Extend your arms in front of you. Press the heels out and down with your feet close to each other. Extend the arms overhead. Exhale and extend up through the fingers and the crown of the head. Exhale and press the chest forward, hinging at the hips, extending the torso forward and down. Arms are alongside the ears, but it is fine to put your hands on the floor near your hips if you need to support your lower back. Move the hands towards the ankles or feet. If you can, take a hold of the feet. Do not pull or force. Breathe fully into the sensations that arise in the body. Extend from your lower back. Let the stretching be deliberate, non-aggressive, and continuous to move you beyond your usual habitual limits. Pull the abdomen in and extend the chest and torso further forward. Move deeper into your body and discover the subtle layers of tension. Experience the release of trapped energy. Be deliberate as you move deeper into the experience. As you exhale, relax your head and lower your forehead towards your knees. Use breath to help you open your body fully and melt away stress in all of its forms. Allow yourself to feel fully. Let go of any fear or expectations from your past performance. Relax and go further. To release, extend through the spine, arms, and fingertips. Slowly rise up with arms extended overhead, palms facing each other. Extend your arms out in front of you and lower your palms to your thighs. Close your eyes and relax into pure sensation. Breathe fully and let go more deeply with each exhalation. Let your mind be deeply engaged and absorbed by the dynamic energy flooding through your whole body. Relax and create an open psychic space for the energy field to expand and grow. Feel it flood the entire body. Energy follows attention. Nurture it. Now we'll do spinal rocking and relieve any tension in your back. With eyes still closed and attention on the third eye, bend your knees and clasp your hands underneath the knees. Inhale as you rock back and exhale as you rock forward. Do this several times until you're asked to stop. Pay close attention to every sensation that comes and goes. Leave your mind and enter more fully into the sensations of the body. Relax. Stay out of your thinking center and stay in your feeling center. Feel the sensations. Stop rocking back and forth. And rest on your back, still holding your knees to your chest. Gently rock your hips from side to side and breathe into any resistance felt in the body. Relax and let go. Breathe deeply and let go even more. Extend your legs out in front of you and relax. Let your body melt into the floor. Release any holding anywhere in the body. Become aware of the energy that has been released. Merge into this ocean of energy. Let it flow into any resistance, physical, mental, or emotion, bringing you into the deepest state of balance and relaxation. Without too much disturbance, adjust your body in a comfortable position. Allow your legs to go apart enough to release any tension in the hip joint. Now I'll guide you through palming of the face. Relaxed with your eyes closed, bring your hands together and rub them vigorously, creating heat. Bring your palms to your face and gently massage your eyes, your eyebrows. Stay connected to your feeling center, your forehead, your temples. Massage fully until you release all the tensions, your jaws, your ears, your neck. Now take your hands and softly wipe your entire face with both palms. Feel the tension melt away under the healing touch of your palms. and feel all the related tensions everywhere in your body disappear. Place your fingertips on your eyelids with the entire surface of your palms touching your face. Drop all expression from your face. Take a deep breath and let go. Take another deep breath and let go. Take your hands away from your face and lay them by your side, comfortably with palms up, dropping into deep tranquility. Now direct your full attention to your breath. Just naturally observe your breath. Use the breath to release any tensions. Slowly deepen your inhalations and exhalations. Let your breath flow in a steady, uniform, unbroken stream. Breathe deeply, but effortlessly. Allow your attention, let your attention be totally connected to your own breath as it flows in and out. Track the entire passage of your breath, going in, going out. Bring all of your awareness to the expansion of your abdomen as you breathe deeply in and out. I want to see the movement of your abdomen and chest as you breathe deeply, but effortlessly. With each exhalation, release all tensions held in your body. Release all expectations. Let go. Breathe out any tension held in the body. Feel it. Feel yourself letting go. Each time you breathe out, empty your mind of any expectations. Empty your mind of expectation and empty your body of tension. Feel exactly what is happening. Connect what you are sensing in your body with visualization. With affirmation. Use your breath to progressively enter a deeper level of stillness and silence. Now, relaxing even further, follow my guidance. We will continue with five more very slow, very deep, relaxed breaths. Count them like this. 5. I am breathing in. 5. I am breathing out. 4. I am breathing in. 4. I am breathing out. 5. Start at the beginning and continue until asked to stop. Be absorbed in the sound of your own breath. Let yourself be more relaxed and peaceful with each breath. Stop counting and allow your breath to return to normal. Relax. Feel the energetic impact of breath as it is manifesting in your body as pulsations. Go into your body, feel it, experience it. Let your mind merge and meld into it. Your awareness allows the energy field in the body to grow and expand. Relax and experience it. Energy follows attention. Let your mind melt and merge in the river of energy flowing through your body. I will guide you into the next phase, to enter into deeper and subtler levels of relaxation through a combination of sound and breath. I will demonstrate the humming sound of a bumblebee. With your upper and lower teeth lightly touching, by slightly changing the shape of your mouth, cause the hum to vary, maximizing the vibration in the skull. Place your middle fingers between your brows over your third eye, and use your thumbs to gently close your ears. Just enough so that you can still hear me. Rest the remaining fingers on either side of the forehead and face. Relax. Now I will demonstrate. Take a deep breath and follow me in the second repetition. Now stop. Bring your arms to relax at your side and be still. Feel the vibrations activating and stimulating your entire skull and brain. Feel the vibrations move through the body. Pay attention as they move through the torso, through the arms, through the legs. Notice how the energy follows attention and how your attention feeds the energy. As you engage your attention more fully, the energy begins to intensify and expand more freely. Empty your mind completely into the energy field and merge into the experience of the energy body, holding you in complete stillness. Now focus that attention and energy on the spot between your brows, the third eye. Adjust your body in a comfortable position, but do not fall asleep. Make a vow with yourself not to fall asleep and stay aware. Throughout this entire period, remain relaxed and motionless, alert and conscious. Stay in touch with my guidance at all times. Now, drop into the deepest state of tranquility and peace. Bring attention to the third eye and drop into deep stillness. Allow yourself to follow my guidance through awareness of different parts of the body as I guide you. In Yoga Nidra, you are no longer limited by the boundaries of the body and mind. You have shifted completely from thinking and doing to feeling and being. Do absolutely nothing from now on. Simply relax. Drop into the deepest state of tranquility, stillness, and peace in the brow center. Now your consciousness is in direct communion with your energy body. Bring your awareness back to my guidance as we move through different parts of the body. As I guide you from point to point, accept that the energy of your attention will activate these centers and release any blockages. Now bring your undivided attention to your brow center, the pit of the throat, your right shoulder, the right elbow, right wrist, your right thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, your right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder, the pit of the throat, left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, left thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, left wrist. Left elbow. Your left shoulder. The pit of the throat. Middle of the chest. Your right nipple. The middle of the chest. Your left nipple. The middle of the chest. Your navel. The middle of the pubic bone. Your right hip. Your right knee. Your right ankle. Your right big toe. Second toe. Third toe. Fourth toe. Fifth toe. Your right ankle. Your right knee. Right hip. The middle of the pubic bone. Your left hip. Left knee. Your left ankle. Your left big toe. Second toe. Third toe. Fourth toe. Fifth toe. Your left ankle. Left knee. Left hip. The middle of the pubic bone. The navel. The middle of the chest. The pit of the throat. And back to your brow center. Your third eye. Bring your undivided attention to the spot between your eyebrows. Allow yourself to merge completely with this sacred space. Remain empty. Empty of all doing. Empty of all past. Be empty of future. Empty of I am. Feel that you have given yourself totally and completely to the higher power to manage. And the higher power will respond to all your prayers and affirmations. In the third eye, all your intentions and affirmations are realized and fulfilled. With these, establish your trust. Here there is nothing to achieve. You have entered the domain of grace with no judgment, with no time. Allow yourself to merge into this space and be empty. Empty of all doing, all past, all future. All that exists is now. All thoughts dissolve. This is your place of integration and wholeness, faith and trust, union with the true self. Here within the third eye, your intention and affirmations are actualized and fulfilled with effortless ease. Now is the time to manifest your intention. Manifest your intention in your silent consciousness now. Three times. Feel your intentions merge and become one with your higher self. If you have self-defeating patterns or habits from which you want to be freed, make that your intention now. Now, be free of those self-limiting habits and patterns. Allow your intention to go to the deepest levels of recognition with no hesitation, with complete assurance. Know that your higher self recognizes, honors, and accepts your intention. Have faith and trust that it has been heard and is being acted upon by the higher power of the true source within. There is no need for you to do anything about it. Just relax. Bring your attention back to my guidance. Allow your entire self to respond spontaneously and effortlessly to what I say. I unconditionally align myself with the higher power that is the core of creation and everything in the universe. I am released from my self-image to explore, expand, and experience the infinite potential unfolding within me. My source is silent stillness, the womb of creation for the fulfillment of my intention. Shante, peace, I rest in peace. I am the observer, the witness, separate from my thoughts and emotions. Thoughts and emotions that float by, come and go. I hold no one responsible for all that has happened in the past. I am free and clear of all that has happened in the past. I go to the source within that heals all conflicts and restores my health and peace of mind. I go to the source within that heals all conflicts and restores my peace and health, my peace of mind. I am at peace with myself as I am, and at peace with the world as it is. I enter the healing abode of my heart and release my unresolved feelings of fear, anger, blame, and shame. I experience heart energy as love, melting all unresolved physical, mental, and emotional blocks held in the form of ill health, stress, and tension in my body. Know that you are not the same person that went into this experience. Something has happened to you. You are forever changed, and notice with wonder the fundamental shift that will express itself in every realm of your being. Establish yourself firmly in faith and trust to receive the grace, protection, and guidance of the higher self within you. If there are areas that need healing, just bring your attention there and feel the power of this presence to carry out that healing. The more often you go to your source, the easier it will be to return there, and the longer you can stay there. You have prepared the base from which you can carry out interactions with life and interpersonal relationships with the integrative power of love and the source within. You are an emissary of light and love. Carry it everywhere you go and to everyone you meet. With eyes closed, gradually move, as if you were waking from a restful sleep. Bend your knees and pull them closer to your chest. Rock sideways gently. Take your time. There is no need to hurry. Then, turn to your side and curl into a fetal position. Feel the safety, comfort, and protection of the womb of existence. Oh, sweet mother, bring your attention to your awareness again. Change nothing. Every time you find yourself in reaction, you're empowered to replace it with your intention. Now you can gradually begin to sit up with your eyes closed. Stay deep in this inner experience. Regardless of what you consciously recognize has or has not changed, know that something deep within has shifted to connect with your intention. Become aware of your body. Bring a deep sense of peace and contentment with you as you bring awareness back to the body. Notice how relaxed the body is. How soft the breath is. How silent the mind is. How quiet the heartbeat is. Be still. Be grateful. Know that you can easily enter here again and again. Now gradually open your eyes.